Over the years, certainly about 2 to 3 years ago, we've been talking about bees quite a lot on the programme because the bees are very much in danger. They were, and of course still are, but it's been a total shift in the attitude of the world, I think, to preserving our bee population. So they've got a few threats going, including a mite and things like that, but the amount of people who are leaving areas of their garden and fields and special gardens, especially for bees, is just wonderful now. And maybe with all the contribution they make to our food, that our food supply is probably safer than it was a couple of years ago. Anyway, today is World Bee Day 2020, and the annual day helps to strengthen measures to protect bees and other pollinators. Michelle O'Connor is from Ashford and District Beekeepers Association. Hello to you, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, so we celebrate the bee today. What's so important about a bee?
We do. Well, what's so important about a bee, as we know, they are essential pollinators. You know, we wouldn't have half the food we eat without the services of the honeybees and other pollinators. And that has an enormous monetary value. You know, it's a free benefit to our economy. But we wouldn't be able to eat half the food we eat without them. That's why they're so important. One of the reasons why they're so important.
And a few years ago, when lots of us were worried about them, there seems to be a change in attitude. People are not going off automatically and mowing lawns now and taking away what can be considered weeds and things like that. They're leaving them for the bees. They're actually making decisions to plant bee-friendly flowers in their garden. There's been a change.
Yeah, I mean, that is fantastic. I suppose it's about trying to change people's mindsets to see things in a slightly different way. So, for example, one of the earliest flowers in the year, which is of huge importance to bees, are dandelions. And rather than viewing dandelions as a weed, if you change how you view them and you think, gosh, these are super essential to pollinators, they're one of the first flowers of the year and bees love them, then leave the dandelions alone and see them as flowers, see them as, rather than the weeds, see them as a beautiful flower which our pollinators love. And it's fantastic that I have seen more of them around this year. Now, I won't mention a certain county council which cut all the verges before they had finished flowering, but anyway, no, people on an individual basis are being fantastic. I mean, on my walk within my 2 kilometres, now 5 kilometres zone, I've seen people leaving the daisies as well and dandelions, and it's fantastic to see. But I think people understand that, you know, it is important to leave.
Yeah, the manicured lawns and gardens are detrimental. I mean, they might be good for humans, but not good for nature. I was a bit disturbed. Now, this might be really, you know, petty or something, but there was on the 9 o'clock news on RTE during the week, they were saying, oh, the gardeners are all out now, they're all free to go out. It was on Monday, and they showed you know, a cutter going out, a guy on some sort of a mechanical device anyway, cutting all those dandelions and whatever. So I could see the point that they're illustrating, was let's go out and we can do up our lawns and gardens again. But this was, you know, we just have to learn to look at things, I think, differently. And remember, if we don't have the bees, we don't get the strawberries, you know.
That's absolutely right. Now, I can understand that people have been trapped, you know, at home and itching to do something. I can see the attraction of getting out the lawnmower because it's something to do. I can understand that totally. But at the same time, no, we have to kind of resist those urges. And today being a World Bee Day, if you really wanted to do something to mark the occasion, there's a few things you could do. You're allowed to go to a garden centre now and buy a plant. Buy a flowering plant, a bee-friendly plant, even better, plant a tree. But, you know, plant something rather than removing things. Plant something, yeah.
So how are you celebrating today? How many bees do you have?
Well, my bees, I had, unfortunately, I had a lot of losses this year. You may remember that last year, the weather was not great. And it meant that a lot of queens that were produced last year, they weren't mated properly. So, therefore, they weren't 100% going into the winter. So, I've had a lot of losses, but then moving forward now, just concentrating on this year, the weather has been amazing and it's been fantastic for bees and they are doing really, really well. There have been bees making their preparations for swarming already and lots of swarms around actually. But so that they are thriving this year. We're getting the weather we needed last year, but you know, it's fantastic to have it this year. The year that's in it, it's been wonderful.
And many people are in your association, and many people do you know in Wicklow that keep bees and look after bees, and you know, that is their job.
There are a lot of people. I mean, in our association, we have 150 members, and then there's an association in Roundwood, there's an association in Kilternan, there's Galway as well, and Wexford, so... there are various associations around the place, but throughout the community, lots and lots of people, and those are just the people who actually belong to an association. There are other people out there keeping bees who don't necessarily belong to an association, but a lot of people out there, a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, and is this mite still around? This little thing that attracts jump on?
Unfortunately, that's a perennial problem that... there's research being done constantly on how to eradicate that mite, and all we can't eradicate it as beekeepers. All we can do is manage it. So we do this thing which is called integrated pest management, and we try to just maintain or keep the levels of the mite present down to a level where it doesn't compromise the bees sufficiently that they die out. But that's all we can do is control it and manage it. We can't eradicate it with the knowledge and the science we have at the moment. It's very unfortunate, and it's an ever-present problem for us that we have to manage, as I say, continuously.
Yeah, and of course there's foreign visitors from time to time which are not very welcome. You know, foreign species and...
Oh, foreign species, yes. There's this Asian hornet, which is on our on the peripheral of our vision at the moment. It is what it says. It's an Asian hornet. Now, it's being found in the UK. It's got as far as America, and it's not in Ireland. We're not aware of it being in Ireland yet. And it's something that we're very conscious of. We have sentinel hives set up near the ports, because how we think the most likely method of it arriving in Ireland will be on a ferry. And so we have sentinel hives which are monitored for the presence of the Asian hornet. But I mean, if it landed here in Ireland, it would be the beekeeper's equivalent of foot and mouth disease. It would be horrendous. So we have to be extremely vigilant about
Very
that.
Good. Okay.
But activities... Let's not get too depressed. We're celebrating.
Yeah. You're celebrating today, yep.
We are celebrating the bee today, yeah.
And just to say, you won't be holding any of your special days, presumably, this year.
Well, things are changing so quickly. We have our annual honey festival, which is on the third weekend in September. Now, it's something that we can actually pull together quite quickly, and it's such an enjoyable day for the community as well as ourselves. We're holding fire on making any decisions about that as yet. We're going to put off making that decision as long as possible because things are changing day by day. So we'll wait and see on that one. I mean, we'd love to see it go ahead because it's such a lovely day for the community. And gosh, we'd all love to get out and see some other people and mix and oh, listen, wouldn't it be wonderful? So we'll wait and see. But in the meantime, what am I doing today? I am going to go out. I'm going to have a really good look at the bees, not just my honeybees, but bumblebees. We had a lot of bumblebees here. I'm just going to look, just so I'm interested, at the colour of the pollen that they're bringing in. They have lots of pollen attached to their back legs. And the one that's really striking at the moment is there's this bright red pollen which the bees have on their back, on their hind legs. And that, even though it's bright red, you wouldn't think it, that's from the horse chestnut tree. Because they're all in flower at the moment, and bees love horse chestnuts. And even though, as I say, the candles on the horse chestnut tree are white, if you look closely at the flower, right inside, it is kind of deep pink. And then out of that, the bees get this pollen, which I said is bright red. It's really striking. So that's what I'm going to do. And you can Google online. You can see pollen charts that identify different types of pollen for you. So
very good.
That's fun. That's what's going to be on my radar today.
Enjoy the day. Nice to talk to you again, Michelle.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. That's Michelle O'Connor there.
Bye-bye.
From Ashford, beekeepers, about 150 or so, and that's Beekeepers Association there. And just to say, in Greystones, Social Democrats Councillor Jody Neary and Greystones Tidy Towns have today launched a collaborative project on World Bee Day to get people involved in the creation of a local bee route to cross the Greystones area. A social distancing friendly event has been organised to formally mark the launch this Saturday, 23rd of May, 11:30 a.m. in Burnaby Park, Greystones, and it's to get people who are interested in bees to come along, and they will come up with a bee route. So there you go.